other writing indicates repeated contact.
I guess at a high school, I wanted to play for me, you know, a lot, and where I could play a little sooner, and, you know, and UMKC had a lot of those things, and it was close to home, and I didn't have to leave my family and friends. I had to, you know, do well there, I guess.
Now, looking back on your high school career, how do you feel about it when you just think about it, when it comes to your mind? Was it satisfying? Was it what you thought it would be? Was it more than you thought it would be?
Yeah, I'm satisfied, I guess. I didn't realize that I could play college basketball coming out of high school. That's not what was on my mind, I guess.
Right.
So if I would have maybe understood what the possibilities were, maybe I would have tried harder.
Last year was clearly your best year with an 8-point average a game. Could this season have been your best? Could you have been a leader for this team, a clear-cut leader?
Yeah, at the end of the league? I'm sure I could have, but, you know, the only person in there that played last year, you know, the full season, and with Dumas leaving, a lot of scoring leaving there.
Right.
And, you know, the only guy that he knew from the very beginning, you know, was going to be there. So.
What's the right thing, Andrew?
It's a torn ligament and muscle in the front, so I'm not sure what ligament.
Alright. How long is that going to take to heal up? Did I say?
It's usually like 4 months or so.
Okay.
So that you start playing, I guess, and 4 or 5 at least until you release.
Okay. So basically your season is it's gone.
Yep.
So you're gonna be redshirted?
Yes.
Okay. So you'll return to play next season?
Yep.
Right. Right. How was it to witness Tony Dumas last year and see how good he's, you know, you see what a nice score, 8 points for the Mavericks. I mean, how does that feel to play next to him for a year?
It feels good. I mean, it's great that I always thought that in high school, to see somebody in college and know where from, you know, I wish he played somewhere closer where he's on TV.
Right.
You know, say, hey, I played with him.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. Neat feeling.
Okay. What are some of your fondest memories here at UMKC?
I think the guys and stuff, we've had a lot of fun over the years. And I think that's the best part of the team. I mean, we're not the best athletes or anything, but they're all pretty good people. And had a lot of fun together. That's probably the best part of it.
Do you still place your roots back in Parkville? Do you think of the Northside as your home, as opposed to, you know, the Kansas City area? Yeah. Do you feel you could have been a big leader of this team this year? I think I asked it before, but do you think this could have been your career year? Do you think you could have done better than 80 game? And been the leader of the squad, clearly.
Yes, I mean, I'm sure I could have 18, 20, 20, and been the go-to person.
Right.
I think that was all in the realm of things to have confidence in me, you know, after 3 years or so.
Right.
And plus not all the new people and everything, it's, and go, you know, you never know what happens, but at the beginning, I think,
What's your major? What are you going to do? So what are you looking forward to when you graduate? What are you going to pursue, basketball or?
I could probably go overseas.
Yeah.
I know most people, and I don't know if I'm good enough. And I won't go unless it's paid enough. And
right. You want
some money?
Yeah, that's right.
Enough money.
Good deal. Do you feel your performance has been as a college player? Do you feel it's been up to where you expected it to be, or better? How do you feel about your college career?
Not really. I think I could have been a lot better. I'm glad about this year. I think I'd be a lot better next year than I could have been this year even.
Right.
Just growing up, I was really young, I guess, in my head more than anything.
Right. Everybody is. Yeah. How'd you feel about last year? As a general whole, I mean, not as a team performance, but your individual performance. How'd you feel about it?
Okay, not satisfied by any means, but I started to show signs, I guess, to myself that I could do well.
Right.
Got things together, so I know it's there and I'm capable of it.
So, what parts of your game do you want to work on? Are there any particular parts when you get back out on the court in 5 months?
Scoring more than anything, yeah. And just rebounds and scoring, I think that's a part that'll work in the defense and everything. I know it builds into it.
Right.
That kind of.
You want that scoring out there? Okay. What do you view as your strongest parts of the game? Like certain parts, maybe in the paint, stealing the ball? I mean, what certain parts?
Well, probably my height and not big enough where I'm not too slow. I'm not fast by any means, but
okay.
I'm quicker than most of the big guys that I play against, and that's going to help me out a lot.
All right. So I thought James, that'd be his problem when he got to the NBA and signed. But that's